WHT Houston. Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig and Egberto Willis here on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, your local Pacifica station. Well, this is your last chance for this particular moment to help support KPFT and help keep us on the air and keep our programming coming. But I'm not going to hit you over the head with a sledgehammer because I know how tedious that gets. You ever try batting your head against a brick wall because it feels so good when it stops? I don't particularly care for that myself. So we're going to try to work in the fundraising request sort of subtly and organically with other hopefully interesting stuff. The phone number, if you would like to help support Think Wing Radio and KPFT, is 713-526-5738. There are a lot of good reasons to support KPFT, but I think one of the best reasons is the fact that we are totally community supported. We don't have corporate support. We don't run commercials at the beginning of our shows like some public radio stations do. We are 100% dependent on you. And even with all the volunteer stuff we have and the tax exemptions we have, we don't have to pay property tax because we're a nonprofit. We still have to pay for electricity and gas and maintenance. And we have a few salaries that aren't very great, but we still have to pay some folks. And we have headphones that we have to replace and chairs that are falling apart. I mean, you know, so you still need some money. And it costs us on average about $150 an hour, even though I work for nothing. Well, I don't know if you want to call this work, but I'm here for nothing. Egberto is here for nothing. Other folks are here for nothing. It still costs $150 an hour. It comes out to somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million a year. And that's why it seems like we're always asking you for money. So if you would be so kind as to help keep KPFT on the air, do your little bit, whether it's $5, $15, $500. We respect what you can do and are willing to do. 713-526-5738. And kind of apropos of that, you know, one of the things that I occasionally think about is how do you make the world a better place? Now, I mean, there's always the big things. Feed the hungry, help the poor, try to work for world peace, and there are people that do that, and I respect them, but not all of us can do that. But you know, in the Jewish tradition, and perhaps in others, there is the belief that if you save one life, it is the equivalent of saving the world. Am I asking you to go out and become a volunteer fireman or a cop? Not necessarily. So I've written down some notes on a little story that I've heard many, many years ago that I've really liked because I feel that it sort of makes the point. And I was having a discussion earlier, so you can visualize this any way you want. Apparently, this can be visualized a number of different ways. But a man walks down to a beach the night after a big storm, and he sees that the beach is just covered with stranded starfish, just covered, that were washed up during the storm and are stranded on the sand. And off in the distance, he sees a girl picking up random starfish and throwing them back into the surf. He finds this interesting, if pointless. I mean, there have to be thousands, perhaps millions, of these starfish beached along this sand for as far as the eye can see. And he walks over to the girl and asks her, "Why are you throwing starfish back into the sea? I mean, there are thousands of them. What difference does it make?" And the girl's response was, "Well, it makes a difference to the ones I throw back." So that's a long way of saying that if you save one life, it is like saving the world. But let's reduce it more to everyday life. What can you do that makes the world maybe a little bit better or a little bit nicer for maybe one person, for maybe one day? You know, I think one of the simplest and most overlooked courtesies is to say thank you. You're in a restaurant, your server takes good care of you, leaving a tip is great because their pay scale is so small and pathetic, but to also say thank you, I really appreciated that meal, you did a good job. You know, people get so few compliments. I have been struck by how many times a simple thank you, I really appreciate what you did, can literally bring tears to somebody's eyes. And I've talked about this before. If you can take a minute, if somebody gives you exceptional service, I would go a little beyond saying thank you, I think you gave me exceptional service. I often, because I'll be honest, if I get lousy service, if I get a rude person, I am not above complaining. I'm not a saint. I don't necessarily turn the other cheek. But I feel that in a world of yin-yang, if you're going to do the one, you should balance it with the other. So when people give me good service, when people go out of their way, appear to even bend over backwards to help me out, I think they deserve some kind of a reward. And if it's not a monetary reward, it's a verbal emotional reward. After an interaction with someone who has given me that kind of service, I will often say, can I speak to your manager? Can I speak to your supervisor? And of course, for most people, what that does is make them really nervous. But when I get the supervisor on the phone and I say, you know, I was just talking to Jane, or whatever her name might be, his name perhaps, his name is Jane too, and I will tell them, you know, this person, I had a problem. They were very polite. They were very courteous. They really helped me out. They were patient. They took time with me. And I just wanted to make sure that their supervisor knew that. And I can't tell you how many times I am sometimes greeted with a momentary silence on the other side of the phone, because supervisors just don't get called to hear that kind of a thing. It's always, this person was rude to me, this person didn't help me, I need something else and they can't do it and I'm hoping you can do it. And sometimes those are perfectly legitimate things to do, to go over somebody's head, to go to a manager. But, you know, there's an old truism in retail, probably in most business, that 90% of your complaints come from 10% of your customers. And if you think about it, there is a perverse logic to that, because people that are satisfied usually are not motivated to say anything. I mean, to get into politics for a moment, I think that that's kind of the Republican conservative thing. Conservatives are more likely to show up at primaries and they're more likely to show up at elections because they're motivated by frustration and anger. Same thing in business. It's not that different. And because 90% of your complaints come from 10% of your people, I don't want to be among the 90% of people that have been more than adequately assisted that then say nothing. So one way that you can make the world a little better place, say thank you when it's earned. Give a compliment when it's earned. Tell a supervisor so the compliment doesn't just end with the person who has no one to tell it to, and maybe anybody that they tell it to won't believe it. Actually get the supervisor. Take 5 minutes. Get the supervisor. Give the compliment to the supervisor, because with complaints and other stuff that go in their employee jacket, it's nice to have a little attaboy in there. So that's one thing. Have you ever been in hard traffic, stop-and-go traffic? You're trying to merge, you know, whether you're coming out of a parking lot or an entrance ramp, and it's slow, and people just don't want to let you in because, you know, it'll cost them 5 seconds, and that's going to make all the difference in the world. You know, I am a strong believer in reinforcing positive behavior. It's one of the reasons I say thank you. It's one of the reasons I offer earned compliments. But I am a big believer in giving reinforcement to positive behavior. So when someone allows me into a tough merger without my having to struggle for it, I will always give them a very conspicuous wave. I will always make sure that that wave goes on for at least 2 or 3 waves, and I always make sure that there is at least a shadow from the back window to the front window. So even at night with lights, you can still see somebody wave in most cases, because I want that person to know that it was recognized, appreciated, so that maybe they'll be a little bit more inclined to do it again. Equally, remember I said something about that person that won't let me merge because it's going to cost them 5 seconds? I let people merge. Mostly. I mean, I'm like you guys. I don't like somebody who zips up the entrance ramp to the very end past 10 cars so that they can squeeze in at the very last ramp. And you know what? I have to be honest. That person, I'm not going to go out of my way to let them in because I feel like they cheated. And cheating is bad. Fairness is important. But if I see somebody making a reasonable effort along a reasonable stretch of a lane, maybe they need to get to an exit ramp, or they're trying to get onto the freeway and they're trying to get on while they're still moving and not dead-ended, I'll generally let that person in. I won't necessarily let in 2 or 3 people. I'll maybe share, you know, with a couple of other folks, but I'll let them in. And I feel like that's something they may pay forward. Make somebody else's life a little easier. I don't know how many of you out there have ever driven a truck or a bus. I'm not talking about a van. I'm not necessarily talking about a semi. I can only imagine driving a semi. But I have driven trucks. I have driven trucks with cube containers anywhere from like 10 or 14 up to 20 or 24 feet. These get to be pretty big, unwieldy vehicles. And what I have come to appreciate is nobody wants to let you in. Nobody wants to let you onto the freeway in front of them. Nobody wants to let you change lanes in front of them. So you have to get on the freeway. You have to make an exit ramp. You have to avoid a wreck that you can see up ahead. And nobody wants to let you in. What they do want to do is pass you in your blind spots. At high speed. I hate that. It's so unfair. It's so rude. It's so mean. It's so stupid. Because that's why they're called blind spots. And when I'm driving a truck and you're driving a smart car or a minivan, I'm bigger than you. And if I don't see you, we're both going to be in for a mess. But I'm going to win. So, this is like enlightened self-interest. If you see a really big vehicle that needs to make a lane change, speeding up so that you get in front of them and cut them off, well, if they see you, they're not going to deliberately try to hit you. But if they don't see you, you're automatically going to lose. I mean, it's like you going into the ring with a prize fighter. That's going to be even shorter than the Pacquiao fight. So, because I've driven trucks, because I know that, and also on the interstate, especially sometimes on the interstate, what you'll notice is that truck drivers, most professional truck drivers, if someone is passing them, when it is safe to come back into the lane in front of them, they will flash their headlights. If you let them in, or if they let you in, rather, and then you go in front of them, it is generally considered polite to flash your taillights as a thank you. So essentially what we have here is a nonverbal communication. Flashing the headlights means it's now safe to get back in front of me and re-enter the lane, and then the taillights is thank you for letting me pass, thank you for letting me back into my lane. It's such a small thing. Especially in city traffic, you see tractor trailers, you see buses. I mean, I got to admit, sometimes I think to myself, sooner or later you pay for every good deed. You let these people in, the next thing you know, they're stopping, they leave 10 car lengths in front of them. I'm not blind to that. I'm not immune to that. But most of the time, if they are signaling to change a lane, I will drop back a little bit and I will flash my headlights to tell them it's okay to change lanes in front of me. About half the time I get the taillights flashed as a thank you. Well, that's on them. But I know that I've taken somebody who is doing a hard job. This is a hard job. It's made harder by the fact that people don't respect it and make room for it. I've made that moment for them a little easier. They may remember it, they may not, they may pay it forward, they may not, but they may. That's one of the ways you make the world a little better. Have you ever been stopped at a light and someone's trying to get out of a parking lot, gas station, Lowe's, Home Depot, Kroger? They can't get in because traffic is heavy and everybody is one on top of another. You know what? Wave a car in. Let somebody make either a crossing, a left turn into the parking lot, a right turn out of the parking lot. Let somebody in. It won't kill you. Make somebody's moment and perhaps somebody's day a little nicer, a little bit more pleasant. You have no way of knowing how many ways it pays forward. This is a long way of getting around to one way you can make the world better is to help support KPFT. Because what we do for the community is try to make your day and your life a little better. You know, we may not change the world in one day or one show, but we're here on the air trying to do programming that you can't get anywhere else, whether it's news talk or queer voices or vegan programming or immigration advice. I mean, we have close to 100 different unique programs. I'm not talking about like this program is on 5 days a week, so it counts for five. Almost 100 unique programs supported by you and your friends and your neighbors and your community. And we need your help. So, 713-526-5738. That's the number we would really appreciate if you would call. Donate what you can. $40 gives you a voting membership. If you want to pay that out over the course of a year, you can pay it out at the rate of, what is it, Egberto, like $3.50 a month?
At $40, at $40 membership, that is $3.34 per month.
$3.34 a month,
why
less than
a
Vente.
Let me tell a few more. At $60, it's only $5 per month. Think about it, just the cost of a Venti latte at $75, it's $6.25.
What is it, about 15 cents a day?
There you go.
Something
11
like
11 cents a day for $40, 16 cents a day for $60, 21 cents a day for $75, and it keeps going up. But look, it's so easy to give to a station like this that actually gives programming you can't get anywhere. And we're not, you know, everybody likes, whenever they're advertising or doing anything, everybody always says, oh, you can't get something else. You can only get it here. This is one time that this is a statement of fact. you can only get this type of programming here because this is community-based programming, and it's the only community-based programming in this particular area. So please, again, number 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. Let's go ahead and keep Mike on the air. Keep Senor Think Wing, Senor Mike Honig on the air.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep me off the street and out of trouble, man.
Yeah, we don't want
him on
the
streets. What I'm going to get into. It's really important that you help KPFT keep me out of trouble. I would really appreciate it. 713-526-5738. This is KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Egberto, do you know that the clock in here doesn't work?
You're kidding me.
It's stuck on 12.
It's interesting because when I did my show on Thursday, it wasn't working initially, and then it just started to work.
I thought when I first walked in, I thought it was counting up to the hour, but
yeah.
Now it's just, you broke it. I'm sure it's something you did.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you're sitting at the engineering chair, so it can't be me because all I'm doing is breaking the microphone.
Well, maybe it's your face, buddy.
Well, you know, all things are possible.
I'm kidding, man. Mike is a handsome guy, folks. Don't listen to him.
I was a lot handsomer 40 years ago, but weren't we all? You know, speaking about handsome, that brings up something that I blogged about on my website, thinkwingradio.com. This money manager wrote an article about taxation. I actually put it on my website. I don't know if Egberto, maybe you can look it up and help me out with the little story I'm telling. But the guy is basically writing from the greedy money manager point of view. So it's like, I mean, this is funny. You talk about cognitive dissonance. This guy is like your classic example of cognitive dissonance and sort of vacuous thinking. But rich and good looking, better looking than me, rich, makes money, vacuous thinking. So one of his things, I mean, this just made me laugh. He says, taxes should be more progressive, but flatter and fairer. Now think about that. He wants more progressive, flatter, fair taxation. Isn't that like being a communist fascist? I mean, it's kind of equally contradictory. Taxation is either more progressive or it's flatter. It can't be progressive and flatter.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But this is a guy who makes a lot of money.
What does that have? Making a lot of money have nothing to do with intelligence.
That is absolutely correct. And I used this guy because this got me so annoyed. I mean, just his whole screed got me so annoyed that when I ran across this article, I actually wrote what I'm calling a review of just how stupid this piece he wrote is. And it was in the New York Times. And one of the comments I made is that apparently, without anyone noticing, the New York Times changed their slogan from "all the news that's fit to print" to "all the news that's fit to print and then some." Because this is a really stupid op-ed piece. He talks about we need to provide incentives for getting offshore profits repatriated to the United States. Well, it would also be nice if we could make pigs fly, but he doesn't offer any suggestions as to how to accomplish that. My presumption is he wants a tax holiday. He just doesn't have the guts to say it. And, I mean, it goes on like this. He talks about John Maynard Keynes, who is the originator of what's called Keynesian economics, something which conservatives always misunderstand and misconstrue. Whether they do it deliberately or not, I do not know. Keynesian economics, as I have understood it, in a nutshell, in terms of government policy, it's when times are good, the economy is popping along, government should run a surplus. And when times are bad and you go into a recession, government should prime the pump by deficit spending. Now, Republicans have taken this to a whole new level. They spend deficits when times are good, and they spend even more deficits when times are bad, except when we have a black president, when they don't spend anything at all. Which, you know, I guess is an exception to every rule. And apparently he quotes John Maynard Keynes as saying something to the effect of, At the end, could you help me out on this?
I am looking for, what's the name of your article? Is that the Curious Case of Anthony Scaramucci?
That's the one.
Okay.
And he makes a comment. He cites John Maynard Keynes, and he says something like, and it's, I think, a quote that was paraphrased in Fight Club. I'm really sort of struggling here. I should have printed this out because I really...
No, I mean, the thing about it, all I need to do is do a scan on Keynes. So, I mean...
Well, just it's near the beginning. He says something, K-E-Y-N-E-S. He says something like, given enough time, everybody dies. And he makes a comment about, well, you see, Keynes was wrong because Keynes is dead, but we're not. And, of course, he misses the point that eventually...
All right, here
nobody's going to get out of this alive, basically.
It says, my doubts were further fed by this absurd on-its-face statement. John Keynes, you see, was actually wrong. His famous utterance, in the long run, we are all dead, isn't true. Like it or not, the long run is upon us, and we are all very much alive, aside from Keynes. That's a rather silly quote, but I get it.
It goes beyond silly. I think it's stupid. I don't throw words like stupid around very much, but this is a guy who's projecting himself as a highly knowledgeable financial manager. This is an example of what we're dealing with, folks. In the long run, everybody is dead. He's just in the middle of his run. He's in the mid-run. In the long run, he's dead. In the long run, I'm dead. In the long run, everybody's dead. Nobody gets out of this alive. That's kind of the thing. But because he is so narcissistic and so self-centered, he sees himself as apparently being the end of the long run. And it's like, you know what? I'm still here. These are the people we're dealing with. So to get back to, I suppose, what I should be talking about, if you don't want to have people like that in sole control of the airwaves, you need to help support KPFT and this show, Think Wing Radio. 713-526-5738. We would love to have a $500 donation. Actually, the goal for this show tonight is $400. $200? I think it's $200, but I like to be grandiose, so I think of it as $400. I would love to have $400 to hit the goal for tonight. We hit the goal the first week. We just missed the goal last week. So this week I would love to just smash the goal. I don't get a cent. It all goes to KPFT, and believe me, it's needed and it's deserved. 713-526-5738. As we've discussed, you can put it on a debit card, you can put it on a credit card, you can charge it all now, you can spread it out over 12 monthly payments, you can ask us to send you a reminder that maybe you'll send us a check, or you can bring cash by the store, the station rather. Usually we would also add that you can donate online at kpft.org, but I'm told that we're having a little trouble with the website kpft.org. So yes, you can contribute through the website, just not right now. So calling the phone number, 713-526-5738. I will also remind folks, since most people listen to the listen to radio in the car, so probably listening to this show in the car, we don't want you endangering yourself by fumbling for a wallet or a credit card, or, you know, having to dial a phone. What we would ask, if you have voice dialing, voice dial 713-526-5738. Don't have to pull out your wallet or anything. Just call us. Give us your contact information. I believe that Bob is out in Pledge Central. Somebody's out in Pledge Central. I think it's Bob. Give him your name. Give him your contact information. Tell him how much you would like to pledge. And Bob will then work out with you how and when we can take that information. Whether you want to send us a check, and he maybe can send you an email that you can look at later, or an email reminder to call us back to give us a credit card number. There are a lot of different ways this can be done. Bob is a very flexible guy, very reasonable, and he knows how to help you to support KPFT. Okay, and this is KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas. So let's touch on a little news. Apparently, George Zimmerman simply cannot stay out of trouble. You know, it's kind of interesting. I believe, and Egberto, you can correct me if I'm mistaken, I believe that George Zimmerman did have some run-ins, small run-ins with the law, misdemeanor stuff before the Trayvon Martin
small
thing.
Run-ins. There's one where he beat up his wife and the wife simply didn't press charges.
Before Trayvon Martin.
Before Trayvon Martin, he also had some issues.
Yes.
Serious issues.
But since Trayvon Martin, I mean, the guy has gone wacky. And I don't know if it's because... And, I mean, let's be fair. Even evil people can suffer from PTSD. And going through the court system, telling you.
He has always been problematic.
He has always been problematic. But is he more problematic now than he used to be? And is it a result of trauma suffered during and subsequent to... Is it Trayvon Martin's revenge, basically?
I don't think so.
You think he's just always been that way, but it's now the publicity that we see it.
If he would be a nobody without Trayvon Martin, nobody would care that he does the things that he did. I mean, in Florida, how many men abuse their wives? You know, it's just another man abusing his wife, that sort of a thing. But now, because he's under the radar, and people put They poll Google, and whenever his name pop up in anything, every news organization has it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's
Google
become
alerts.
Notorious.
Yes. And when he pops, it's a news story. Look, it was, I think, the third story today on ABC's Monday...
World News.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, this is a guy who is seriously disturbed.
You want to know the state of our news? One of the reasons why you need to have stories like us out there putting out real information. Think about this. The first story on ABC today was the quarterback getting suspended for 4 games.
Well, I mean, that's a story that has worldwide importance.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it affects everything. You figure it affects the president's state of mind. The president then makes decisions based on his state of mind. So what happens to this, and I follow so much, I can't even call up his name on the spur of the moment, although I've heard of him. So this quarterback with the balls.
Right.
The balls.
The deflated balls.
The deflated balls. You know, Rachel Maddow has now refused to let any of her staffers say balls. They must say footballs. They must say baseballs.
Right.
She doesn't want to talk about balls on the air. But apparently, it's so important now that, for example, there was a Moroccan jet shot down over Yemen from the Saudi coalition fighting the Houthis.
That didn't make it.
Not only did that not make it, but the reason it didn't make it is because the effect of the baseball scandal would then affect the mental, the internal mental thinking of our leaders to a point where the way they react to this news might be impacted by the importance of this story in the NFL. So, of course, they led with it.
Dear KPFT listeners, I hope you realize Mike is playing with you.
Totally playing.
Because...
most stupid thing...
Right.
...that our news media do.
Absolutely. But, folks, please give us a call. 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. We need to get your calls. We need to get this show kept on the air. We need your support. Remember, this is your only public... your only real community-supported radio station that you have access to, that you have the ability to have an impact, and that has the ability to give you the real stories that you want.
So, you know what? You can't go into the other public radio station in this town, which I like, but you can't go into their studios and say, can I do a half hour on the air? You can come into KPFT, and if you can make a case for a thing, you don't have to be a professional radio personality. If there is a topic that you think is important to the community that you can articulate, you can perhaps get a half hour on KPFT radio. Where else in this city can you do that? Where can you make the equivalent of an editorial comment? Something that's important to you, important to your community, a topic of interest, a topic of importance, a topic of survival, a topic of community fear or glory. What other radio station can you walk into and speak to the program director or the general manager and say, this is a thing that's really important in my community, and I would like to do a half hour on it. What do I need in order to get you to let me do that? And they'll tell you. They'll tell you what's required, what kind of outline you need to provide. It's not rocket science. You just need to be able to articulate your thing. I'll tell you, there is a neighborhood, it's in one of the wards, I believe, where they have historic brick streets that were laid by freedmen. And these streets, the city wants to do some infrastructure improvement. And the community has very mixed feelings about this, because on the one hand, they need the infrastructure improvement. On the other hand, the infrastructure improvement, A, may lead to development of the community, which will drive the residents out, but B, the city is unwilling to make a promise to reconstitute the bricks in the way that they were originally laid. What they're saying, what the last I heard, what they're saying is, well, we'll save the bricks and we'll reuse the bricks and we'll try to lay them in a way that kind of harkens back to the way they originally looked. But this is a piece of important Black Houstonian history. It's art. It's post-Civil War. It's an early statement about freed Blacks and how they established and built their own communities. It's art. I mean, on so many levels, it deserves to be preserved. Houston doesn't put a lot of weight in preserving stuff. That is the kind of thing that you hear about here, whether it's on KPFT Afternoon News, and they do a great job on local news, or whether it's here. And by the way, if there's somebody involved in that, I would be willing to have them get in touch with me, thinkwingradio@msn.com, and we can set up an hour to do an interview. I think it's an interesting and worthy topic. That's because what we do is care about and report on our neighborhood. We're not programmed in Washington, D.C., or New York, or Los Angeles, or Chicago. We are programmed, almost every single program is locally generated here by people who live in your community, who drive through your community to get to the station. And that's why we need your community support. Maybe 1 in 16 people at any given time, 1 in 16 listeners is actually supporting the station. If we could get to 1 in 12, our financial problems would be pretty much solved. So help us out. Be 1 in the 16. Maybe you can get some other folks at some point to help us out. Get us to 1 in 12. Call 713-526-5738. Call now. Somebody will take your call. You can make a donation on the phone. You can make a donation by check, credit card, debit card, cash. You can come to the station with cash or a check. You can mail a check. You can make installment payments. You can do it on a debit card or a credit card. Man, just think of it as a cup of coffee a month. We can work with a cup of coffee a month, essentially. 713-526-5738. In other news, so the new Saudi king is going to skip the Camp David U.S. Gulf summit. Apparently, the heir to the throne, or the foreign minister, the prince who's the foreign minister, will attend, but it's considered to be a bit of a snub. And apparently, from news that I saw before I left the house, he is not the only leader who is not personally attending, that they're sending basically like ministers, ministerial-level people. So the analysis that I've seen so far is the thought that they're not happy with the U.S. policy in the Middle East, the attempt to maybe achieve some kind of rapprochement with Iran, the negotiations that are going on with the nuclear weapons. They would much rather see us attack Iran because as Sunnis, they see Shiite Iran as their biggest geopolitical competitor in the area. And they're not wrong. But they feel that we're not being aggressive enough. We're being too conciliatory. And you know what? Every country has its own interests. There's an old saying in diplomacy, countries don't have friends or enemies. They just have interests. And their interest right now is to see Iran hurt, continue to be hurt by sanctions, and to be hurt militarily and politically as much as possible. Remember also that the countries that are involved, you know, when you talk about Saudi Arabia, when you talk about Qatar, when you talk about the United Arab Emirates, when you talk about Morocco, these are all authoritarian or, at the very least, non-democratic regimes. Not all non-democratic regimes are authoritarian, but they tend to be. And these are the countries that are now allied in Yemen, attacking the Iranian-backed Houthis. You know, Henry Kissinger once gave a great quote. It was back in the 1980s during the Iran-Iraq War. And he was asked, and you can look this up, it can be found. He was once asked, so, who would you rather see win in this war, Iran or Iraq? And Kissinger famously said, it's really a shame they can't both lose. Now, as it happens, both kind of did. So he sort of got his wish. That's, in some ways, that's the situation the United States is in right now. There's really no dog we can back in this fight. No matter who we support, that dog is going to eventually bite us. There's just no way around that. It's a really, really messy situation. So, that is my two cents, my lay analysis of the situation. We're still trying to get you to help us stay on the air. 713-526-5738. This is Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig and Egberto Willis on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. And we are waiting for your calls. We have about 15 more minutes left to this show. And we have a goal of at least $200 that we're trying to hit. And we are hoping that you can help us out. Now, one of the things we've got going, apparently there is an iPad mini giveaway. We are having three drawings. We had the first one in the first week and the second one in the second week. The last drawing for that, I think, is this Thursday. So anyone who contributes, I don't see a minimum gift, but, you know, let's make it at least $5 or $10, shall we? So anyone who has contributed during the fundraising drive will be eligible for this iPad mini giveaway. The drawing will be held Thursday, which I believe is the last day of the fundraiser. 713-526-5738. If you're not going to do it for your community, if you're not going to do it for corporate free radio, if you're not going to do it for me and Egberto, do it for the iPad mini. You know, we're not proud. Whatever works. The iPad mini. If you're willing to make a substantial enough contribution, let's say a couple of $100, if you would like to have a late lunch with me and chat, I'm willing to do that. I'll take the bullet for the station, okay? If you're a conservative and you want to tell me all the ways I'm wrong over a pleasant little meal, I can live with that. You know what? For $200, I'll go to lunch with you. I'll pick up the tab. Or maybe I'll get KPFT to pick up the tab. But one way or another, the tab will get picked up for you. $200. 713-526-5738. Putting myself on the line for this station, KPFT. Let's see. Other interesting news. I always love astronomical things, space exploration things. Apparently, one of the stories now that's being reported, Curiosity rover shares lovely blue sunset from Mars. This is very interesting to me, because when the Viking landers in 1976 originally landed on Mars, one of the early photos was of a red Martian ground with a light blue sky. And everybody was marveling about how Mars would have a blue sky. It was just totally unexpected. Then they realized they had not color calibrated the cameras correctly. and it turned out that Mars actually had a salmon pink sky. Now, the news that I read about this picture, and mind you, I don't want to be a spoil sport, but you know, science is about facts, not wishing. So, this lovely blue sunset, on one hand, they're saying it could make scientific sense, because when you're talking about sunset, you've got all this red dust in the sky, which absorbs the red light and passes the blue light. And that could make the difference when you're talking sunset versus daytime, where you do have a pink sky. But when you read deeper into the story, apparently this picture was reconstructed from a black and white image that was sent to Earth and then reconstructed, presumably by using filters that they take these monochrome images through, so they try to reconstruct the color. I could say I'll believe it when I see it for myself, but I don't think I'm going to Mars right away. But I'll believe it when they have actually double-checked or triple-checked the color calibration on the cameras. So, blue skies on Mars. Maybe. It would be cool. 1% of the pressure of Earth's atmosphere. A little tough to breathe. Hard to catch your breath. 713. Yes.
It's methane.
It's carbon dioxide.
No, on Mars.
Carbon dioxide.
No, I think it's methane.
Carbon dioxide. But at 1% of Earth's atmospheric pressure, at 1 millibar, I don't think it matters either way, because whatever's there, you can't breathe it and live. But yes, there is methane that apparently is in the atmosphere. They're not sure what the sources are. The wishful thinking is some kind of biology. The hard scientific thinking is, well, it could be some kind of biology, but there are a lot of natural sources for methane. But the methane is a trace. The predominant atmosphere is carbon dioxide, such as it is. Let's see. Fracking chemicals detected in Pennsylvania drinking water, New York Times, May 4th. Yes, fracking, spelled with a CK rather than a double K. But when you frack, you could be fricked. Yeah, it's a Battlestar thing. Apparently, the oil, petroleum, gas industry, the petrochemical industry, is always arguing that fracking does not contaminate water. They're also arguing in places like the Southwest that it does not contribute to drought. Science is science. Propaganda is propaganda. It can be a little hard to sort through. But fracking uses hundreds of thousands of gallons of water mixed with various chemicals that are used to hydraulically fracture rock and make petrochemicals and gas easier to extract by thinning them out or displacing them or whatever the process would happen to be in a particular instance. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a year. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a year in the West Coast is then being pumped back into the ground for disposal. In some cases, there are concerns it's going into the water table. The petrochemical industry is saying, no, we're actually boring much deeper, so it's below the aquifer. But what it does do, undeniably, is take that water out of the hydrological cycle. It is no longer recirculated in the earth. So, does fracking contribute to drought? Maybe. Does fracking contribute to water shortages? Maybe. Going back to this article about fracking chemicals detected in Pennsylvania drinking water, apparently the conclusion now is, yeah, probably is. Apparently there are three houses specifically that are showing chemicals and methane traces in their drinking water. And after some study, and apparently there are other houses around that when they test the water do not have this problem. But these three houses seem to be geophysically close to where the fracking is taking place or where the wastewater disposal is taking place. So apparently now there are scientists who feel that there is a strong connection between the fracking and the contamination of the water. Is this big news? Well, yes and no. I mean, there are people that are just against fracking. There are people that are just against petrochemicals. There are people that are just against oil and gas. And then there are people that will say anything to support it. So empirical evidence is an important thing. Empirical evidence that, regardless of the pro-propaganda and the anti-propaganda, that you can look at and go, but this is what evidence says. CSI, follow the evidence. That's all you can really do as an intelligent thinking person. So fracking chemicals in the drinking water, it's a thing. And now, I would like to ask you for some money. 713-526-5738. Have we had any phone calls yet? We have not had any phone calls yet. I am personally embarrassed. I need someone to save me here. Help us out. Help out KPFT. Help me avoid shame. I can't leave the day with zero. You got to help me out here. 713-526-5738. Tax deductible. I sometimes like to say that the more you, because it's tax deductible, the more you give to support KPFT, the more you save on your taxes. What a deal. 713-526-5738. Egberto, anything you can say that you might touch a base I haven't managed to find yet?
Not really. We just need, I am willing to beg for our folks to give us a call.
I'm not above begging.
Because I know the importance of KPFT. You know the importance of KPFT. Our listeners know the importance of KPFT. If by any means you have the opportunity, the wherewithal to give, if you can, please do. 713-526-5738. Please do remember, this is not for Mike Honig, it's not for Egberto Willis, it's not for any of us here. It is solely for the purpose of keeping this station on air. So, I mean, and for those who actually work for the station, it's a very small staff. But all the operations that you hear during the day, it's all us volunteers.
The money that we're asking for, you know, to sort of reallocate a quote from The Godfather, literally your donation is nothing personal. It's strictly non-profit business.
Let's see if Bob wants to say a little something to help us out.
Yeah,
here.
Bob, rescue us.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Bob.
I think you left your blinker on your car on purpose, so as to serve as a beacon for anyone passing by to stop in. And
that's why I did it.
Make an approach.
Absolutely. It's kind of like a signal light out in the dark of the sea saying, come help us.
Well, it's not even a cloudy night.
Well, it's a cloudy night when you're not getting any phone calls.
That's right, and we'd like to hear from someone. The number to call is 713-526-5738. You can become a member for as little as $25 a year. And for some reason, perhaps one of you know, I've been curious, but apparently the entire board of directors is up for re-election. So that would make you a potential party to casting your vote or even becoming a candidate, I think, for the local station board of directors that basically has overview of the affairs of this station, KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Number to call, 713-526-5738. Let's have the phones ring a couple of times and give Mike a nice little send-off. We've got about 6 minutes left.
That would be great. I'll kick in one little bit of news. Apparently, Vladimir Putin is trying to rewrite history. He's defending the Ribbentrop-Molotov Pact that was instrumental, really, in starting World War II because it basically gave Hitler the green light to divide up Poland and Romania and other countries. So apparently now Vladimir Putin is saying it wasn't so bad. What's so bad about the Soviet Union not wanting to go to war? What's so bad about that? Now, to be fair, he said that the Soviet Union had, in fact, tried to organize the Allies to stopping the Nazis, interestingly, that is not entirely wrong. There is some historical information, some historical events to support that. But to then say, but we had nothing to do with it, we just divided up Eastern Europe, nothing wrong with that. Okay, I mean, this is a stretch. This is true 1984 stuff. Great book, by the way. I need to reread that book. 713-526-5738. And you know what? Next week, we can go to news. We can go to current events. I can start getting guests again. You can always help to support KPFT, but right now is when we're really looking for it because we have goals. If I get close to a goal, it helps to keep my show on the air. Hopefully you get some value out of my show. Think Wing Radio, not right wing, not left wing. We try to abide by the premise that you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. I will not criticize a conservative for having conservative beliefs, but you have to start from the same facts. Facts is facts. If you believe that, help support this show, help support this station. 713-526-5738. Egberto, how much time do we have? Like a minute or two now?
You have 2 minutes that we can actually beg folks to call 713-526-5738. Look, we're falling asleep here from not having any calls. This is not what we do. We just ask you to bear with us a little bit because we need to raise the funds for the station. So again, 713-526-5738. And you know what? The excitement comes back next week. Just
yes.
A little bit more.
I've actually been
back next week.
I've actually tried very, very hard not to make this a pity party and to actually have some interesting discussion going on so that it's not all about send money, send money, send money.
But Mike, the realities or people know that's what it's about. That's
well,
what makes
yes.
it this, you know. So we have to look, if you guys call and make his day early on, we can actually get into more less mundane stuff thereafter.
That would be true, except they only have 1 minute anyway. So, you know, if you guys can help out with a pledge at 713-526-5738, if I have 30 seconds left, I will try to make it interesting. But right now, folks, we really, really need your support. 713-526-5738. Support KPFT. Support this show. Support me and Egberto Willis in trying to entertain and inform you and letting you have your say on the air. 713-526-5738. And now, much like the Academy Awards, I am being played off the stage. So, I'll speak to you folks this coming Monday when I don't have to plead for money, and we'll do something interesting, and you'll be able to make phone calls into the show, and I'm excited and I'm pumped. Have a great week. Call 713-526-5738.
This is KPFT General Manager Dwayne Bradley asking you to call in a pledge of support to this program. KPFT is one of only 5 Pacifica radio stations on the entire planet, and we in and around Houston are indeed blessed to have one of these rare jewels on our radio dial. Please call in a pledge of support for independent, community-based, non-commercial, listener-sponsored KPFT. The phone number is 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. 90% of all the funds that power this independent voice come directly from people like you, who find value in supporting the kind of radio they truly care about. Radio that entertains and enlightens. Radio that is fearless, brave, and thoughtful. Radio for peace. If you appreciate the wide range of music, news, information, and cultural programs that KPFT brings to the air, please support that now with a call to 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. If you are listening through our web stream, you can safely and securely make your pledge online from anywhere on planet.